coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. It is the more general word. Okay? How things are in the world. The nations in the world. The people in the world. The things in the world. Alright? The circumstances of life. How things run in the world. And usually, the cosmos is dictated by the aeon. Because the system of government decides how a nation will be like. Are you listening to me? So, to conquer a nation, what do you do? You've got to destroy the government. Okay? And then you gotta, if you want to change how that nation runs, you're gonna have to change the system. The system of government. Then you say, we are in a new regime. Or, this is a new administration. Therefore, someone can say, like Hitler said, they were starting another age in Germany many years ago. Are you there? Okay. Now, in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 12, in verse 31. Can you read it for me? St. John, chapter 12, in verse 31. You found it? What does it say? Okay. What did he call the devil? The prince of this world. And the word there, the word that he used there is cosmos. Satan was the prince of the cosmos. He was in charge of the cosmos. Why? Because he was in charge of the aeon. He ran the aeon. He ran the system of this world. And Jesus also knew that Satan was the prince of the cosmos because he got it from Adam back in the garden. He got it from Adam. You remember that? So Jesus actually said that the devil was the prince of the cosmos. Everything. He was in charge. That's why in the temptation of Jesus, he said to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. And the Bible says he showed to Jesus the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. He showed them to him. He said, you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this because it's all committed to my hands. Now, if that had not been a bona fide temptation, it would have not worked. Jesus would have said, you're lying. It wasn't given to you. And Jesus didn't say that. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You get it? Okay. Now, can you go over? This is the 12th chapter, all right? Now, you know, for you who are Bible students, you can understand how that we talk about the victory of Jesus in three realms and then in three words. Okay? And we say he had to defeat the flesh, the world, and the devil. He defeated the flesh, all right, in his ability to subdue his flesh and obey God and do what God wanted him to do and not what the flesh wanted him to do. Even when he was hungry, all right, he didn't subdue himself to the devil or submit himself to the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So he stayed on God's word. Amen. Then he defeated the world because he worked over the system and didn't live his life according to the circumstances of this life. He ruled the world. Oh, come on here. He ruled the world. He decided what world he would live in. He decided how things would go with him. And he defeated the devil. Praise God. But watch this now. Turn to St. John chapter 16. You there? All right. Read for me verse 33. Do you see that? These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Then we already read how that through his death he paralyzed Satan. So he addressed Satan as the prince of this world. That's important for us to see. He was the prince of this world, this cosmos. And now Jesus says here, be of good cheer. As he progressed in his obedience to the Father, he proved it. Now he teaches them things in the kingdom of God. In that same 16th chapter, he unveils something about his name. He said, up till now, you have not prayed in my name. He said, but you're going to pray in my name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. As you study, he teaches on prayer. He reveals a lot of things. Don't forget, this is something that began with the 13th chapter, where the washing of feet, the apostles' feet, and then the teaching about asking and dominion. And then in chapter 15, where it was talking about, I am the vine and ye are the branches. Now he's teaching real powerful thoughts in the kingdom of God. And comes over to this chapter 16 and gives them this. And in chapter 17 he goes into a special prayer where he reveals a new thought about who we are and who he is. Something wonderful. Glory to God. And then by the 18th chapter he's getting ready. He's getting ready. He's getting ready to die. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. So, Satan was the prince of the cosmos. Now, you come over into after the resurrection of Christ. Now, I'm talking about the present truth. Okay? Now the present truth. So, is Satan the prince of the cosmos? Not anymore. Jesus said, cheer up, I have overcome the cosmos. Hallelujah. I have overcome the cosmos. So the money that you need is no longer the property of the devil. Can you see that? things of life that you may want are no longer the property of the devil. They're not. You don't have to have them. It's a choice. Did you hear me? I mean, you don't have to have them. It's a choice. But it's good for you to at least know it belongs to you. Now, we didn't say everybody ought to walk in riches and affluence. Everybody may not walk in that, but it's a choice. It's a choice. At least you know. You could if you want to. How would you like to find out that from your house you could speak words that would change circumstances around the country as far as it concerns you? Now, I made up my mind a long time ago, as the Spirit of God was teaching me, that no matter what the country was like, I'll never be a victim of the system. There are too many people who are victims of the system. Doesn't matter what happens around me, I'll never be a victim of the system. I wish you understand this. You know, a lot of people are victims of the system. The system is so bad and they are victims. You know, the reason the business gone bad is because things have gone bad and some people have mismanaged the economy. And so because they mismanaged the economy, look at my life. Now, that's not my testimony. I don't care if they want to mismanage everything. It will not affect me. Oh, yeah. Because, you see, my Papa God is so big. You can't make me poor. You can't take enough away to make me poor. See what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, how to take possession of what belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
But you see, the Holy Spirit had to teach me that. He had to teach me that. He said, don't complain like other people. Don't be a victim of the system. Triumph over the system. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm not a victim of the system. Glory to God. Doesn't matter what they do, I'll never be a victim. No wonder David said that God had made him a wonder. See, you be a wonder. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Oh, why can't you complete your education? You know, when this happened, and then and when that happened, and then when that happened, and then so this happened. So that's why I'm like this. Oh, really? So you are a victim of certain circumstances. I'll never be a victim. Yeah, I was rich. I had a lot of, my business was all over the country. Until, you know, something changed. And everything just went down since then. Somebody said, not me.
Not me.
Yeah. Glory to God. Jesus said, cheer up. I have overcome the cosmos. Cheer up. You're getting it, right? You're getting it, huh? Yeah. I see it. It's moving in your spirit. Boy, it's like, Hallelujah. They say that stores are emptying, you know? There's a group of shops. They're just emptying out and people aren't coming to buy. Things are just going down. You say, not me.
Not me.
Not me. I lay up gold as dust. I live in prosperity. In the name of Jesus. You still there? This is so important. This. Turn to first epistle of St. John. 1 John. All right? Okay. 1 John in chapter number 5. Let's look at something there. You know that sometimes when you read newspapers or listen to the news, fear can get a hold of you. And you listen, everything's going down. This is happening and that is happening. You just wonder, oh God, where am I? And if you're not careful, if you don't think like that, you'd wonder, I hope I'm not deceiving myself. You know? Because the pressure is so much. The temptation to flow with the wind, with the tide. Did you ever hear of the jellyfish? Never able to swim against the current. Always in the direction of the stream. Praise God. Have you opened it?
Yes.
1 John chapter 5. Read verse 4. 1, 2, go. Again. Yeah? Praise the Lord. He says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This, what is the victory? This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I want to read this to you. I want to read it to you from another version, New Century Version. He says, because everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. Why? Because we are in the victory of Christ. He gave it to us. So we keep the world conquered. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. He didn't overcome the world for himself. He overcame the world for me. So I have entered into his victory. And I keep the world conquered. How? By my faith. So my faith appropriates the victory of Christ that he got for me. I refuse to give that up. Oh, come on. He says, everyone who is a child of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world. Our faith. Our faith. So when you see us demonstrating the life of faith, it is because this is the victory that overcomes the world. In the world, there's a lot of problems. A whole lot of problems. Health problems, you know. Financial problems. Lots of problems. Emotional problems. But this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith is the victory. Our faith is the victory. You can't chicken out for the devil and expect things to turn out right. So I say, oh God, please. No, you think you're talking to a human being. You know, when you change your attitude, you very wicked man, you just come like, I'm very sorry. Please. Please. You have another voice with which you talk to God. Very religious voice. Oh God. That doesn't work with God. Be yourself. It doesn't work with God. Be yourself. Say this with me. The prince of this world, has been paralyzed. Defeated. Amen. And I have taken over. Did you know? Did you know in the New Testament, over in the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, let's look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, in verse 4, Mando go brogazete. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse number 4. Can you read for me? Verse 4. 1, 2, go. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. That's the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, you shine unto them. So, the God of this world. I thought Jesus had died and had been buried and had been raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. How come Paul calls Satan again the God of this world? No, he's the God of this age. The word is aeon. He's the God of this age. And we don't belong in his age. He's the God of this system. We don't belong in his system. He's lost control over the cosmos. He can only control the cosmos around those who believe not. That's why he has to blind them. So they cannot see the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you see it? The light of the glorious gospel. Glorious gospel. Man, oh man. I know there are a lot of God's people who think that in church, I mean, like you're listening now. If you're a first timer, I don't know, you may not be used to this kind of thing. How can the preacher be preaching and he just leave the pulpit? You know, they think you ought to stand there. And some others wonder, how can they in a church? You know, because they're used to the preacher preaches and everybody goes, oh, forgive us. Oh. How can you be happy around God? They think something's wrong. Something's wrong. Oh, what is wrong? You are wrong. What do you think God is like? Let me show you something. You want to see it?
Yeah.
All right. 2 Corinthians. No, before I go to 2 Corinthians. Okay, 2 Corinthians. Let's start from there. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 5. You there? Okay. Okay. Read from verse 19. Can you seen it? 1, 2, go.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
He says, to wait, to bear witness. He wants it declared that God was in Christ. He wants the world to know. He wants everybody to know God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Reconciling the world of sinners, people, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.